Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Come on. Have you got a song? Do you want to say hello or do you want to just sit there and go,
yep.
Yep.
I do want to say hello. Fuck, I just moved this mic. Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
I do want to say hello.
I can't take you anywhere.
I know. What's the movie they've just removed for political reasons?
Gone with the Wind.
What was that song in Gone with the Wind?
I don't know.
You do?
I don't.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I watched Gone with the Wind once, like maybe 20 years ago, 21, 25 years
ago. What is Gone with the Wind about?
The old movie.
About?
Well, they removed it because of the slaves, because they had slaves or something in there, yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. What was the movie? You don't remember what it was about?
Yeah, it was a romance, you know, with Clark Gable and it was the Civil War. Yeah, but Civil War. Was it Clark Gable in there? Yeah, yeah.
So
anyway, you would never have watched it. I don't even know why you're asking the question.
No. I was just like, I was just thinking about a completely different. Sorry.
You're an idiot.
I was thinking about a completely different movie. What's the one with all the kids in it and they're in Germany and there's the family?
Oh, Sound of Music.
Yeah, that's what
Yeah.
What's the song from the Sound of Music?
There's like a lot of songs from the Sound of
Music.
What's
the one that they have the kids singing, remember?
Doe, a deer, a female deer. Yeah. Are you trying to just get me to sing the song so you don't have to sing the song?
No.
There's lots of songs.
What's the other one that's in it?
What are you talking about?
I'm just asking you. Can you tell me?
There's lots of songs. Yeah. There's the Edelweiss. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going
to
sing.
No, you just
for the sake. I know, but
that
was just stupid. Like sometimes, Mitch, honestly.
I've just asked you.
Sometimes you are an absolute
idiot. Isn't it amazing how I can literally get you to do anything?
No, just by you're an idiot.
I'm the master delegator and I can get you to do anything.
Well, you're a master something.
I just got you to sing two songs there.
I didn't sing them properly. I am going to sing Heal the World now,
no,
just for you. Yep,
because I will literally end this podcast and I'll walk out of that fucking room. Oh,
make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. Yes. There you go.
Great.
You have mightily pissed him off now and he's literally not going to talk to me.
I'm literally depressed.
If you wanted me to sing, just ask me to sing. Otherwise,
did you see
you're just
there's another documentary
idiot.
Out about Michael Jackson now?
Did you watch it?
No, tell me about it.
I'm not going to.
Tell me about it anyway. Tell me why. Because you went and pulled out your Michael Jackson records before watching this documentary.
No,
put them away.
No, I didn't.
You put them away.
I didn't. I just didn't pick them up again. I just didn't put them away.
So, and you didn't watch or listen to any more Michael Jackson because you were convinced that he was a criminal.
No, Mitch, don't put words in my mouth. Okay. I wasn't. I never was.
Oh, right.
Right. But I don't think this is the topic for today. I'm not getting sucked into you.
No.
Just saying you.
Just
I can
tell
get
me what
you
the
to
documentary
do
was about. Just tell me.
It was just about Michael Jackson.
What about him?
No, I'm not doing it. What do you want to talk about today?
I don't know. Let's talk about
I have the patience of a saint to work with you day in, day out. Yeah. I'm just going to breathe. Okay, carry on.
Okay. So can we talk about literally what's happening financially, you know? I mean, it's some of the subsidies that are going on, what's happening in Australia with, you know, yawn. I don't know. Listen.
No, tell me.
You can go fuck yourself. I'm not going to talk about that now.
No, go on.
No, because it isn't important. For our listeners, it's an important topic. But listeners, Amelia hasn't, you know, her brain doesn't stretch that far, unfortunately.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Okay, talk to me about
let's talk about what you want to talk about. What do you want to talk about?
Mitch, I'm not going to spend the next half an hour of this podcast going, what are you going to talk about? What are you going to talk about? Okay, so tell me about why you want to talk about that.
Well, because I think people need to understand and not get – I think the handing out of money and subsidies to people is
the issue
just
isn't
to placate the masses.
And Mitch, you keep saying placate. It's placate.
Placate, sorry.
I meant to tell you after you said it earlier today and I've heard it for the 10th time.
Sorry. But placate is a word.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Anyway. So
placate Damasus. You're correct. Listeners, I'm very sorry. Anyway, but I think it's I think it's really important for people.
So can I ask?
Not to get too frenzied, but the fact that that is happening, and that they need to be using that money wisely, and they need to understand that shit storm is coming. You know, Humpty Dumpty's fallen off the motherfucking wall, and they're not putting him back together again. And people better be aware of that. You know, yeah. Because I think that when you give a child money and they run off and spend it because they've no longer term view of what they should be doing with it. You know, it's stimulus response. They act primitively and they just fucking want to buy lollies and they want to buy things. I think that's not the best thing to be doing with society.
So your issue is not about the grants. It's more about what people are thinking in terms of the fact that they've been given money or they've got access to money, and you're worried that people are just going to take it on board as an opportunity just to splash out. And then not realise that we've got months of this still ahead of us.
Oh, we have until I forecast until the middle of 2022 before this will start to turn
around a bit.
So
you're worried that people are going to take this on board and then just go and spend. And it's not about not using the opportunities, so not taking opportunities. You don't have a problem with people taking opportunities, right?
Yeah.
That the government's giving grants, and therefore if you are in a position where you can
take advantage of that,
you can use that to your advantage without stimulating the economy. Yeah.
You know, that is a proper stimulation of the economy, because people go out. And we've watched the property market now. I think I spoke to Matt today. We had 20 properties of our own properties on the market. And in 3 weeks, we've got 10. In 2 weeks, we've sold 10 properties. In the next month, we will have sold another 10. Mm. And we've run out of property to sell. But that is a stimulation of the market, because industries get stimulated. Building industry gets stimulated. Banking gets stimulated.
But the issue is then what? People not spending more than they can actually afford? Is that the issue then? For you is what I mean, what your concern is.
People putting their money into non-appreciating assets.
Yeah.
And also people not putting that aside, because they have this false sense of security that because the borders are opening and everything's opening up again, that everything's become calmer again and everything's going to be all right and we're going to get back to normal and everything's going to be... There's no fucking back to normal. Yeah. And we don't know what's ahead of us. It is a dark room and everybody's feeling around for a light switch. We don't know with what's happening with America and the economy there, how that affects us, with what's happening with China and some of the tariffs, how that's going to affect us. We have to be aware that the silly thing to do is to grab that money and run out and put it into another, like buying furniture and cars and stupid shit. We should not be doing that sort of stuff. Like 100%, we should now be knuckling down, getting fastidious with how we organize our money. And be really, really, really thinking about our future and getting through these next, you know, this next 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unquestionable. And my message to my clients and the people I work with personally is, you know, just steady as she goes, steady as she grows. Don't be outwardly influenced, because when people get money, they become spendthrift. When money is tight, they stop spending. So you have to keep an equal balance of that. That whether you are getting an injection of cash or not, you need to stay focused
and poised
your system.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Don't bastardize your system based on what's happening with an influx of cash.
Mm.
You know, stop and be poised. Take advantage of these opportunities, like 100%. Take advantage of these financial opportunities. Unquestionable. If they're giving you a subsidy, as long as it's not going to make you pay more in terms of your rent, if they're giving you a subsidy and you can buy a property, whether it's with us or anybody else, you need to be buying a property.
Yeah, I know one of the girls I work closely with is not a client, somebody outside of MJB circles. She has her own business, a small business, but she got the JobKeeper payment. As soon as she got the JobKeeper payment, it was like, money's gone. Do you know what I mean? It's like it comes in and it goes out. Instead of being because having an understand having an understanding of utilizing and maximizing what you're getting. Do you know what I mean? I know other people who've taken money out of their super because they got an opportunity to take money out of their super. But if you take money out of your super and you put it into something depreciating, it's the worst move.
I had one of the young kids the other day ring me, a personal client, and she said to me, "Look, I want to take $9,000 out so I can go and get a car." I'm like, dude. That's just do not do that. No, how much have you got? Oh, it's all right. I've only got $30,000 in there. I'm like, how long did it take you to get $30,000 into your fucking super?
Mm.
Why would you go out and blow that on a non-appreciating asset? Oh, but I have to get to work. Now, ask yourself a bigger question. How do I get $18,000 and keep my super?
So the question is then, it's all about having that long-term vision, right? Mm. It's all about understanding what it is. Because when you're clear and you're poised within yourself about what your vision is and what your outcome is, you will have or the people who can master their finances have a balance of build and disperse in build, maintain and disperse inside of themselves, right?
Right.
They know that there's a constant cycle of getting money in and money going out, getting money in, money going out, and they're able to maintain that. Mm-hmm. When you have an outward experience of recession, the masses will go in and, you know, do one thing. But the masters, because they have an understanding of you've got to – money's coming in, money's going out, they don't need that outward experience to, you know, push them to do certain things. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You know, if life is experienced or the world is experiencing a boom, the masters don't experience boom in that sense because they're already doing those things. If the masses are experiencing a bust time – the masters don't experience it because they're already been doing those things. You know, they're not being forced to spend or save.
Well, they know where they're busting and they know where they're booming
already.
You know, they're not just only seeing one thing, so they're able to keep a focus on that. Yeah. I had another one of the clients say to me the other day, "Yeah, but interest rates are going to go to zero." And I'm like, dude, don't be thinking that that's a good thing. It might not happen here in Australia, but it'll happen. It might not happen here in Perth. And it might not happen here in Australia, but it will very likely happen in the US and Europe. And if that happens in the US and Europe, suddenly the banks aren't making any more money. So then they have a recall. So the way they do that is they want a recall on their assets. So they go out and say to the homeowner, look, we want to revalue your property. It's $200,000 under value, so we're going to take it out of your account or else we're going to take your house. You know, and this is how they go in and they recoil on assets from people. That's what sends us into major recession right. And people into bankruptcy. And you don't want that happening here.
Mm.
You know, but the problem is that it's the resources-rich countries and it's the like Australia that has to prop, you know, the US up, that has to prop Europe up. That's where it comes from. It comes from us. So I think... definitely taking advantage of the subsidies, I think, is wise. But don't be banking, hoping and praying that we're going to go to zero interest rates. We never want that to happen. And, you know, as a people, we need to make sure we're not blowing our cash on non-appreciating assets just because it's been given to us. You know, you've got to act like a squirrel. You've got to keep that stuff as a nest egg, you know.
Money flows to where it's appreciated most and flees from where it's appreciated least, right? Yeah. So you've got to watch your money appreciate.
You've got to explain what that means.
Yeah, appreciate means growing, right?
Yes, but it also means that when you look at your money, you feel appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because when the real pain hits Australia, you want to be appreciative that you didn't spend that money.
Mm.
You know, you want to be appreciative that you put, if you weren't going to account for it and you got money, put it into your savings.
Mm.
You know, so that you have that there, you have that nest egg there, and then you're able to make money with your money. So if we've got, they were talking about a forecast of a property drop by 30% in Australia, right? Now, Commonwealth Bank put that information out, which again is normally bollocks because that's Australia, but you might have a suburb that's having a boom. You know, another suburb that's having a bust. But if there's a drop of 30%, you want to be buying in the areas where there's a drop of 30% because you're going to add value there. Do you know what I mean? So you want to be taking advantage of that stuff. So you can't, a lot of the statistics that are put out, you can't really believe them. The only thing that you can believe and the only thing that you can't fuck up is saving. You know, is putting money aside, is saving. And then if you're able to take advantage of those situations because you've got savings there, well, then that's what you want to be doing.
Yeah,
well, you know, you want to buy assets that are going to appreciate and take advantage of that moment. But I just think it's scary for the masses when they just start handing out money like that. Everybody thinks, oh, you know, fucking make hay while the sun shines.
Probably about right at the very beginning of just after everything had got locked down or just before. No, just after, because we'd just come back from India.
Right.
We were walking along down you were at my place and we were walking along Burswood, and we were near Optus Stadium there. And we were sitting there just having a conversation and doing some work.
Nobody
and
around.
No one around. Like just no – it was like a ghost dead. And then this guy came along.
He literally jumped out of a fucking
just
head.
Out of nowhere. And he asked if Optus was open or something.
Is the Optus Stadium open? And I'm like,
nothing's
open. It's locked down because of COVID.
And he's like, oh, they've given us all this dough and we've got nowhere to spend it.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, he's waiting to spend money because
they gave him all this dough money.
As soon as the money comes in, it was like, I want to be able to get it out again, right?
What the economists were saying was that one of the biggest problems is that just before the COVID thing was that all of the money was being withheld by the people. People weren't spending. And that they were like, fucking, we're really worried because we can't get people to spend. So 2008 had stifled and frightened people enough that they weren't going out and spending money. And then, hey presto, suddenly this COVID thing happens. Then they give them money to spend. So now the masses are being wired to go out and spend money.
But who pays for all that? All that money that's going out, who pays for it? I mean, we're all paying for it, right?
Yeah. Well, so I mean, we're going to have to pay for it. So it's most likely, I mean, I'm predicting it, but it's most likely you're going to see an increase in GST. It's most likely it's going to happen. 5%. Maybe 2.5%. That's how they will try to get some of it back. I mean, it's only, I think it's $60 billion. But I think there was some mistake. There was like $60 billion. Then they said it was $120
billion. Billion? I don't think it was billion. I think it was in the millions.
Billion.
Billion?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
$60 billion that you wouldn't wipe your ass with.
Well,
a country like this wouldn't wipe their ass with. But it was $60 billion. Then they said they'd done a recount and it was $120 billion. But so they had to spend $120 billion. Mm. But that's a stimulus that they're dropping into the economy in whatever way they possibly can to get shits happening, you know. But we have to be aware.
So what's your message then? What do you want to?
Well, you got to think like a squirrel. If you're getting that money in, save it. Don't if you're thinking about spending that money on a non-appreciating asset, ask yourself a bigger question. How can I come up with that money and maybe even double the amount of money? How can I come up with double the amount of money? You know, the most stimulating question you can ask the frontal lobe of the brain is how can I? Because it lights up like a fucking Christmas tree. And the same amount of energy that's going to go in to trying to repay money or get more savings is exactly the same amount of energy that you can put into being more creative, thinking outside the square, driving yourself more so that you can get what you want. Just ask yourself the bigger question. You know, don't be suckered by, a stimulus to your business.
Well, even all of our clients, like we've had so much feedback over the last couple of months from our clients who've done just that, who instead of like who put the principles and the system in place and just went, you know what, if we didn't have this in place, we don't know where we'd be, right? And because they've got proof of that in their own experience, they knew what to do when this was happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's testament to people who actually have that long-term vision that actually put their focus into growing their wealth and not just taking on board what other people – what they're being pushed to do. Do you know what I mean? I think that's one of the big lessons in this
also it's important – you know, people said to me, well, should I touch my super and that sort of stuff? I mean, it's
we're
not
financial advisors at the end of the day. It's not our job.
You have to get proper advice about that stuff. But my recommendation is always ask yourself a bigger question. If you're wanting to buy something, find another way, but just there's no risk in saving. Just keep saving, especially through this time, you know, and get yourself to a point where you can perhaps go to an advisor, buy assets that are going to be appreciating so that you can take advantage of any of the drops that occur, you know. After World War One, there was tens of, you know, there were hundreds of thousands, there were millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, and billions of dollars made by people who were opportunistic and able to take advantage of the situation. Same after World War II, same after the Great Depression, same after 1987, same after 1965. All of those, there's always great opportunities that occur when the shit hits the fan. And you got to be prepared for that sort of stuff. Do you know what I mean? To be able to leap in and take advantage in that way. I think that's just fucking smart, you know? So be smart about what you're doing, people. Mm. Don't get emotional. Don't start, you know, buying non-appreciating assets. You know, understand.
That's my message with anything that we teach around money. Use a system instead of the emotion. Let the system run your finances, not the emotion.
Not the emotion.
And I'm not talking about the system, like the government system or any of that. I'm talking about your own system, about knowing what's what, knowing what goes where, and taking the emotion out of it. Because if you can take the emotion out of it and you don't spend because you want to try and make yourself feel better, or you don't spend because you're trying to fill some sort of gap inside of yourself, then you are way ahead of anybody who's just spending for the sake of spending.
Because you're right. You want to feel better? I'll give you some money.
Yeah.
You know, you want to feel optimistic about the future? I'll give you some money. Mm. You know, you want to be able to make it through this? I'm going to give you some money. You got to be aware that stuff
that's not a fix.
No fucking way. No way. No
can't
way.
Can't have the pleasure of that without having the pain of it, right? 100%.
And we're going to feel the pain of it. Mm. But you want to be in a financial position in terms of your assets to be able to handle that pain and go, yep, that's okay. I knew that pain was coming. I'm not afraid of that. I'm okay with that. Yes. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
If you found this information inspiring, make sure you subscribe and tune in to the next Dorothy and the Dealer podcast.